Welcome everybody. Share number 1033. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we were in middle last share, not really last share. A couple of shiurim ago, we started talking about the halachas of what happens if one makes a mistake and they make a bracha on a lower level item. In other words, I made a mistake and I made a bracha on an apple. But the grape was in front of me, right? I have to make the bracha on the Shavas Aminim, and I made a bracha on the apple. So then we spoke, we have to see how those halachas work. It's a little bit complicated because it doesn't always schlep along. But we'll see. I want to get back to that. But the bottom line is we do have to keep in mind the point is in which case one would be yotza, and is when you have it in mind. I have in mind the grape also. I make a bracha on the apple. Let's say it's a mistake. I had to make a bracha on the grape first. But I had in mind the apple for the grape. And again, I made the bracha on the apple, which is on a lower level, and the grape, which is from the min shiva, right, from the shiva saminim, from the pasuk, on a higher level, that was in front of me. It's not really good enough, but if I had it in mind, the Rama said it would be fine. So the point is, which again, we'll get back to what happened if somebody did not have it in mind, but we want to keep in mind and we have to keep on stressing in all these halachas and kedima and brachas even more so, one should always have in mind everything. That's the bottom line. I make a bracha on this fruit, have in mind the other fruit. With higher level, not higher level, that's like this, you stay sort of, if you want to say, out of trouble, even though one would make a mistake. If somebody did not have it in mind, I do want to say, you made a bracha on the grape, which is the right thing to do, and the apple was in front of you, then even though you did not have it in mind, automatically it goes on to the apple. But if it's the other way, which is the right thing to do, you make the bracha on the grape, min shiva, and the apple you did not have in mind, but it's in front of you, so the absence, the apples on a lower level, automatically it schleps on, then it's gerora, it goes like it schleps onto the apple. But if it's the flip the other way, you made the bracha on the apple and the grape is in front of you, then it's not so posh to say that concept, but we'll talk about it. That's why, but if you had it in mind, then it's good, but the evidence for sure. So we always want to make sure to have in mind. So we'll get back to that. I just want to go through a few very important klolim in the bir halacha, which I mentioned a while back. We didn't really go through it, but I want to go through it real quickly, flat out from the Sharetzi, not the from the Sharetzin, how he sets up certain klolim from the Mishnah Berurah going into the Sharetzin, right up in the beginning of our Simen Reish Yud Aleph, as to what comes first in certain, not the fruits themselves, but the way the fruits are, we'll see. Okay, so he says, first of all, which we spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah, actually, in Sifkat and Dalid, we mentioned this, that what about when I have Chaviv and Shalem, which one would come first, right? I have two fruits in front of me, one, and they're on the same level. Now we're talking about, in general, same level fruits right now. Let's say they're both in front of me and they're both on the same level. They're both not from the Shivas Aminim, right? I have a pear and a plum, but one is Chaviv, one I like better, and that's only half, right? And the other fruit, I have the pear, which is half, it's cut in half, finished. But the apple that's in front of me, which is on the same level, is whole. But I like better the pear. So which one should I take halachically? The answer is shalem. You take first the complete one in that case. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. When you have shalem and chaviv, complete, and what chaviv, again, meaning what I like better, and they're on the same level, then I take shalem. I take the complete one first and make the bracha on that. And of course, the other one I have in mind, and that continues onto that. Okay, now the same thing he brings down in Sifhei, he brings down in conjunction with bread, challah, whatever the case is. Somebody has a complete piece of bread, a complete whatever item, a roll or whatever you want to say, or he has cut up pieces. But let's say the cut up pieces are something maybe the way he likes it a little bit better. Again, it has falls on the chaviv. Those cut up pieces I like a little bit better, but since you have the shalem over here, the shalem, the complete one again, would take precedence over here. The same thing, because you have chaviv and you have shalem. Right, so that's what he says in Sifkatan Hay in the Sharetzin, the shalem adiv afilu mei chaviv. That complete comes before, the shalem adiv afilu mei chaviv comes before chaviv. So that's very important to keep in mind. Okay, now I want to make it clear that we are talking about when the bracha is the same. Bread is the same. I have two different breads, right? I have two fruits on the same level. So that's as far as that goes. Now, what about if you have min shiva, and you have shalem, have a grape that's cut in half, right? We spoke about grapes in general. One has to be careful in general, not just grapes, but all items, all fruits. You want to be careful not to eat a whole, not a beria, not to eat a beria, right? Our famous case is a beria, meaning a complete item, a complete grape, because it's a machlekes, whether you need a beria nefasha, al ha'etz on the grape, whether you need an after bracha on the grape or not. In general, we do not make a bracha on a complete grape, unless you ate a kezias, you ate the right amount in bechdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. But if somebody's just eating one or two grapes, which is not going to be enough for a al ha'etz, but it is a suffix, it's a machlaikis. But is a machlaikis as to whether you make a al ha'etz. We don't want to get ourselves into that machlaikis. So I cut the grape in half, right? So I eat only half a grape, right? Now the question is, so that's the halacha, but that's not the point of halacha I just want to get to. But that grape is min shiva. Again, keep in mind the grape is min shiva from the shivas aminim. So if I have in front of me, I have a min shiva and I have a shalem. Now I have a pear that is complete. Right? I have a pear that's complete, so maybe I should take the pear. I have the grape cut in half. It's not a shalem. One second. But it is a min shiva, right? But I have a pear also. I'm just giving an example. It could be anything. A pear that's a complete pear, right? Or a complete plum. So should I make the bracha on the shalem on the complete fruit or on the min shiva that's cut in half? Which one should I make the bracha? So the Sharetzion tells us from there the Sfir Lay, the Kaven, the Min Hadin, he says this in Sif Katan Gimel in the Sharetzion. Again, another klal that he's setting down for us. We went through these a little bit. I just want to set it up in the Sharetzion, very important. Venera the Sfir Lay, the Kaven, the Min Hadin, Milas Min Shiva Adif. If it's min shiva, is adif mimalas hashalem. The fact that it's min shiva from the shiva saminim, the grain, comes before the fact that it's a complete fruit. So if you have, again, the milas shiva, you have the min shiva, which is a half a grape, adif mimalas hashalem, but you have the complete pear or complete other fruit that's not from the min shiva, you're going to take the half of a grape, make the bracha on that, even though it's not a shalem, but it's from the min shiva, make the ha'etz, and have in mind a pear, or even if you didn't have in mind a pear, in this case, if it's in front of you, you would be yaitzah. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tuv.